Marble City Opera is presenting a one-act opera by Hugo Weisgall entitled The Stronger. Performances are May 18th and 19th at 8 p.m. at Holly's Gourmet Market on Kingston Pike, but the doors actually open early to allow interested patrons to enjoy dinner and a mini-concert by The Stronger co-star, Denisha Miller. We'll talk with her a little later on. And here with me in the studio today are sopranos Julia Mitri and Denisha Miller and stage director Catherine Frady Marvel. Welcome to WUOT.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Julia and Denisha, let's start out by getting to know you a little better. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you're from, and a little bit about what you're doing now and how you found Marble City Opera.
Yeah. Well, I'm Julia. I'm currently living in Atlanta, Georgia. I studied music. I got my undergrad and my master's in vocal performance, and I'm just singing and performing as much as I can. I met Catherine in Italy last summer. We were both performing in Italy, and we loved working together, and she was like, you need to come sing for me. I was like, yes, I would love to come sing for you, and so I auditioned, and she offered me this role, and right now I'm working on this role. I'm also getting ready for a Palmina in Mozart's The Magic Flute. Mm-hmm. In New York, in which this summer I'll also be making my Carnegie Hall debut.
That's so exciting. Really excited
about that. Yeah. And so I'm just kind of singing as much as I can.
Awesome. And I think I read that you were a character at Disney World.
No, I was friends with the characters.
Oh, okay. So you got to hang out with the princesses and the princesses.
Yes, and you know, there's only one Mickey Mouse. Nobody can be Mickey Mouse other than Mickey.
So. It's true. And then Denisha, tell us about yourself.
Yes, I'm Denisha Miller. I actually just finished my master's in voice performance from Georgia State University. It was just a couple of weeks ago, and I also met Julia and Catherine in Sicily last summer, and they sang fabulously, and I knew I had to be their friends. You know? And Catherine found out she had a company and, you know, was blown away when I found out everything that they were doing, and I schlepped down from Atlanta or up, you know, to Knoxville to audition, and she offered me this role and this spot as a young artist. And my summer is quite busy, but more so with wedding planning because I'm getting married in August.
Congratulations.
Yes, so I'm singing and wedding planning.
Yes, busy summer for you.
Yes.
And let's talk about the opera. Catherine, what is this opera about?
This opera is actually based on a Strindberg play called The Stronger, and it is about two women. They're both singing actresses, and one of them, Estelle, who Julia is playing, is no longer singing, but she's married to a producer, and she has kids, and she's the one who's going to do all of the talking. Lisa is also a singer-performer, and as you mentioned, she's going to be singing to start off the show, and she's going to be singing in character as Lisa, actually, just to set up the story that she is a singer and a performer, and that this story takes place in a cafe. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we chose Holly's Market to be our setting for this piece, because that's where it actually takes place. And Estelle comes in, and she has a lot of jealousy issues and a little bit of rage and comes in and kind of gives Lisa what for. And Lisa just sits there and doesn't respond at all, which makes Estelle crazy. So, but it's really fun. It's a great little piece. Kind of a dark comedy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's been a lot of fun, though, playing the character.
I bet so. Yeah, we'll talk about Estelle a little later on here. And so this is a short-ish one-act opera with piano accompaniment.
That's right.
And that will be provided by
Brendan Kofer. Mm-hmm. He's acting as our music director and pianist on this production.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. This opera was composed in 1952, and this so-called mad woman is an archetype in opera that goes back a long time. Julia, your character, Estelle, could certainly be perceived as a mad woman,
Absolutely.
As we kind of touched on. Do you think the composer was just playing on this archetype, or was he making a statement on the perception of women during his own time, during the 50s?
I think maybe a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I know when I was reading about him and what he was writing about the character, he really wanted her to have complete different like shifts in personality, where she's completely calm at one moment and then going absolutely insane. And of course, it's definitely a theme all across opera. Mm-hmm. You know, the famous mad scenes like Lucia, which we kind of created our own mad scene throughout this. So it's a lot of fun. But I don't know. I think maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it's interesting because the piece itself is called The Stronger. Mm-hmm. And one of Strindberg's statements is that which one of these characters is stronger, actually. Mm-hmm. But we've had a lot of discussion about the types of people that these are. Lisa is sleeping with or has slept with Estelle's husband. And Estelle is going crazy about it. And so neither one of these women are necessarily handling these situations to the best of their abilities. Mm-hmm. But neither is Harold, who is Estelle's husband. And he's mentioned a lot. And I think, you know, in some ways, all of the characters come out looking a little shady.
Yeah, there's no angels here.
Uh-huh. There are no angels.
There's no perfect model of any of these people. But I'm pretty sure that the audience members will be able to relate to the characters that Catherine has had us establish as these women. I think that everyone's going to be able to maybe find some humility in each of them, even in Lisa, who is clearly beyond wrong. Uh-huh. But they are going to be able to find maybe some sympathy there for her, maybe some empathy.
I think it's also interesting that, as far as I know, mad women in opera are sung by coloratura sopranos. Mm-hmm. So first of all, for our listeners who may not be familiar with this term, what is a coloratura soprano? I'll direct this to Julia.
Sure. A coloratura is just, it's a word that's used to describe like fluidity within a vocal range to be able to move quickly through notes easily. Mm-hmm. So this part, it says it's written for a coloratura. There are certainly coloratura moments, but I don't know.
It's very lyric as well.
It's also quite lyric, and I kind of identify myself more as a lyric, but I can sing coloratura. So.
Very well. Yeah, and actually, in this piece, maybe to help clarify with the coloratura question and the mad scene, is that most of the time when Hugo Weisgall uses the coloratura, it's when she's going a little crazy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so there's a moment where, I mean, Estelle is also a singer actress, and she's kind of maybe proving to Lisa that she could still sing an act if she wanted to. She's just giving it up for her children.
Exactly.
But, you know, these coloratura moments come in and she, you know, pretends like she's dying, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the mad scenes come from the coloratura for sure.
Mm-hmm. Denisha, you play the role of the silent character, Lisa. So what are you doing while Estelle is singing her hysterical monologue? What's going on inside your head?
A lot. Well, even though Lisa is the silent character, I've had to find a way to tap into that and more so make it my own and make it real to where even though she's silent, she's really not.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually saying a lot. She has thoughts, even though she can't always get them out. There's a lot going on in her mind at the moment, and aside from the fact that Estelle is kind of barged into her place of work, you know, to interrupt and disrupt the flow. And there's these people around, so she's not sure who's watching all the action go on. So there are moments where I'm interacting, hopefully with audience members that want to participate. I'm pretty sure it would be great. But it's really a team effort in this because one can't exist without the other.
Absolutely.
So if I was absolutely, truly a silent character, it would be boring. And Catherine mentioned it in a rehearsal. I would kind of fade into the background. No one will notice me. And that has been, I guess, the downfall of some of these productions that have been put on for The Stronger. So I'm happy that Catherine and MTO are taking it and really making the whole story relevant. It's not just one part. She's tying in everything. So I feel like without one or the other, it'll kind of fall apart. Even with Brandon Kofer playing,
added him.
He's a character also. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, he interacts with Lisa, Denisha's character.
And as we mentioned earlier, Denisha, you are presenting a mini concert before the opera, and you mentioned that this sort of sets the scene for The Stronger. So can you let us know what selections you'll be singing? How does this set up the scene?
Oh,
how did you pick the music?
Well, actually, it was more so Catherine. She, I guess, knew what I had been singing, things that I like to sing that are normally in my rep, and she picked Summertime, going to be singing that, and there's a spiritual called Give Me Jesus, and I'm also going to be singing Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine from Showboat. So Lisa's more of an eclectic kind of singer. Like, in my mind, she may have had training, which is where some of this stuff comes from, and she may have had a good family upbringing, which also stems from maybe the Give Me Jesus piece, which also ties into her guilt for the situation. She knows she's not an angel. She sings these things, I guess, to kind of bear it all, to kind of get it out there, as in, I'm guilty of this, you know, this is what I did. But then she goes back into, oh, we have the audience here and they want to hear some tunes. So I'm going to try this new piece, you know, with Brandon. Let's try Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine. So it's different parts of her personality within this mini concert. And I hope that the audience can, like, tie it together, see where it ties together. Okay. It's really fun.
Yeah, that's really neat. Yeah.
We're actually going straight from this little mini concert, as you've called it, into the opera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Brandon Kofer is actually going to be playing some light dinner music at some point when dinner starts and is continuing. And then Denisha will come in and, as Lisa, perform these pieces. And it'll go straight into the Stronger. So it kind of sets up who Lisa is as a performer and a singer, and it sets up that Brandon is part of the action and that the story is actually taking place at Holly's Gourmet's Market.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Stronger happens.
Yeah.
That's where it's always happened.
Forever.
I mean, even this is where it happens.
So. Well, last but not least, what's next for Marvel City Opera?
Ooh, Marvel City Opera, season 2000, what are we in? 17, 18.
Yes.
Well, currently in the summer, we will be having a pint-sized opera once a month, every second Thursday. It's free event. It's at Saltworks Brewery. You can just come out and enjoy opera singers from Knoxville singing and a nice pint from the Saltworks Brewery. Mm. And then our following season is, well, it's still under works. The fall is, I can't announce it yet. It's not official.
Okay.
But this spring we will be producing a new work called Follow Suit by librettist Emily Anderson, who's a Knoxville local, and Griffin Candy, who wrote Sweets by Kate. So we're bringing back another Griffin Candy piece, and then a Postcard from Morocco by Dominic Argento in the late spring, early summer. And then in 2018, the fall of 2018, I can announce.
Okay.
The fall of 2018, we're working on another new opera about Buford Delaney. The Art Museum is actually doing an exhibition on Buford Delaney. He was a Knoxville artist, and they wanted an opera to go with it. And Emily Anderson, the librettist for Follow Suit, is also the librettist on this project. And yeah, so it's going to be really exciting.
That's very exciting. Yeah. Awesome. Very cool. And then we'll just remain in suspense for this coming fall.
There'll be a big announcement in about a month.
Cool.
Stay tuned.
Sign me up.
Yes. Well, Catherine, Julia, and Denisha, I believe that's all I have for you today. Thanks so much for stopping by to chat about this production.
Thanks for having us.
Once again, Marble City Opera presents Hugo Weisgall's one-act opera, The Stronger, May 18th and 19th at Holly's Gourmet Market on Kingston Pike in Bearden. The performance begins at 8 p.m., but patrons may choose to arrive early to enjoy dinner provided by Holly's and a mini-concert presented by Denisha Miller. More information and tickets for this event are available online at marblecityopera.com.